Something seems to be a little bit off today. What's that thing hanging over the baptismal font? A what? It's a wreath. Yeah, what kind of wreath might it be? You're absolutely correct. It's a wreath. An Advent wreath. Okay? So if it's the season of Advent then, right? So what color vestment should I be wearing then? Purple. I'm not, you know, that good on colors, but is this purple? What color is it? White. So it's Advent. Why am I wearing white? It's a feast today. And whenever you have a feast like the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that takes precedence over the season of Advent. So normally I would be celebrating the Mass of Friday of the first week of Advent. How can you tell it's the first week of Advent? Ah, there's only one candle lit. That's right. So next week there will be two. So even if it's Advent, we're still celebrating this great feast. And it really is appropriate to celebrate it at this time of the year, because Advent is a season in which we are preparing. What are we preparing for? Nate Matt. For Jesus' birth, we're preparing for the Nativity. Yeah, we're preparing, if you want a big long word, we're preparing for the Incarnation. Yeah, we're preparing for that. But that's a part of God's plan. That whole idea that God would become flesh and become like us in all things but sin. So that's part of God's plan. And what we're celebrating today is also part of God's plan. Because if Mary was going to be the mother of God, she could not be a sinful person. So today we're celebrating the fact that when Mary was born, she was born without what we call original sin. And that was part of God's plan. But what's necessary for a plan to be successful? It has to work. Yeah. Excuse me. But what makes it work? You have some really, really good plans, but what makes it work? Pardon? Well, if God helping us, that could be a big assistance. She's right. Everybody has to say yes. Everybody has to do what they're supposed to do. Say, for example, I was a quarterback. I'm not, but say I was a quarterback. So I told the little Bricemeister here, I said, Bryce, go out and cut to your right. I'll throw you a pass. And Bryce says, I don't want to cut to my right. You know, if I cut to my left, I'll be closer to the camera. You know, and Mom will get a better view of me. So Bryce goes out. I'm thinking he's going to cut right, but he cuts left. What's going to happen to that pass? Well, it's not going to be fumbled. It's going to be worse than that. It's probably going to be intercepted because we were going to throw it to the wrong person. So we had a great plan, sat down in the huddle, and I drove, even put it out on the ground for him. I took a little stick, and I said, Bryce, go out here and cut to your right. He said, I'm going to cut to my left. And the plan failed. She's absolutely right. When there's a plan, in order that that plan is going to work, everybody has to say yes and do what they're supposed to do. And that's what this Advent season is all about. It's telling us about all these people that were involved. It's telling us about Elizabeth and Zechariah. It's telling us about Mary and Joseph. All the people that had to say yes for God's plan to work. Because God had this plan. You know, Mary was conceived without original sin, but she still had to say yes for that plan to work. Because if Mary had said, no, I'm a little busy now. I don't think I have time to be the mother of God. Would have stopped right there. And you know what? We're still part of that plan. We're still part of that plan. Not so much that, you know, Jesus is going to be born in the flesh, but we're the church. And the church is none other than the body of Christ. We're supposed to be the new incarnation of Jesus today. But in order for that plan to work, what do we have to do? We have to say yes. We have to say yes to God's will. And we remind ourselves of that every time we say the Lord's Prayer. We say, "Thy kingdom come." What's the next line? "Thy will be done." That's how we make the kingdom of God present, by doing God's will. God has a great plan. He has a great plan. But a plan only works if everybody says yes to that plan. And if everybody does what they're supposed to do. And sometimes, you know, we're not going to get famous or anything like that. I mean, if I'm going to throw Bryce a pass, whether he goes left or right, what do some people have to do to enable me to throw that pass? Block, yeah. These big guys that play on the interior line, there's 300-pound behemoths. They have to keep the other guys from getting to me. Because it's really hard to throw a pass if you're on your back looking up at the sky. So, but nobody remembers their names. But they're down in the trenches. They're doing what they're supposed to do, because if they don't do that, the plan is not going to work. And so most of us here today, I'm just saying most of us here today, we're probably not going to be elevated to sainthood. You know, 1,000 years from now, nobody's going to remember I've been here. But it doesn't matter if I'm famous, if I'm, you know, elevated or saint, beatified. No, today we do what God asks of us to do. And sometimes it's like, well, you know, I don't get patted on the back. I don't get a lot of praise. I don't get a lot of money or anything. It doesn't matter. In order for a plan to work, everybody has to say yes. And that's just as much us today as it was with Mary about 2,000 years ago. God says, "I have a plan. I'm going to make my kingdom of God present in the world today." But in order for that plan to work, what do we all have to say?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Now, what's it time for? Molly Malouf? It's time for God to hear our prayers, and so we stand.